You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting it off with Joe Bonamassa playing Slow Train, 2011 at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you. Job, guys. Give that up. That we have to have this band back. There's no doubt about it. I think I'm going to put them on the calendar immediately. Once again, thanks for coming out of this Winterfest. Fuji Mel's ankle broke for a reason, you know? For Mr. Clarence Spady, Mr. Dylan Sturski, Bob O'Connell, and Jamie Novak for entertaining us tonight.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack. Started out listening to some Joe Bonamassa from 2011. He did Slow Train from the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what we just heard there was Spady, Skursky, and Novak did a untitled jam recorded live at the River Street Jazz Cafe in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure who Skursky and Novak are, but I know who Clarence Spady is, guitar player, singer. I've purchased several of his CDs from him and had a few email exchanges. Let me see up next. How about some Queen from 1979 doing Fat Bottom Girls? Recorded at the Budokan Dia Hall in Tokyo, Japan.
This is the John Deacon Composition. So if you take Peter, turn on! Inside. time to learn Japanese. This is no good. We have a song from an album called A Night at the Opera. This is a song about a dirty, nasty man. We call him a motherfucker. What does motherfucker mean in Japanese? Motherfucker.
In a Minute presents Magic Mike. Okay, so Adam is 19 years old and he gets fired from his job.
You're fired.
Oh, what will he do? He's got a trophy wife.
I'm not just some trophy wife.
Two kids who eventually need braces and expensive sneakers. A mortgage.
Mortgage.
Oh, no. Wait. He's 19. He's young and single and free. Anyway, Magic Mike takes the kid. He calls him the kid.
Disney's the kid.
And he takes him under his wing. And he brings him to work. Mike works at a strip club. No, not that kind of strip club. Oh, yeah. That kind of strip club. Well, wouldn't you know, something goes wrong, and the club is short one male stripper. So who do they throw out on stage with absolutely no experience or training whatsoever?
Disney's the kid.
That's right. So the kid struts around in his underoos.
Wearing underoos is fun.
And naturally, he gets mixed up in all the sex, drugs, and underworld crime.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
And in the middle of all that, there's dancing. Lots of it. Hot beefcake, pelvis thrusting, shirtless and thongs dancing.
Ooh la la.
And Matthew McConaughey in tight leather trousers.
Ooh la la.
And that is Magic Mike.
We'll be right back.
steady when Johnny strikes up the band. They'll be rocking in the projects, walking down the strand. Teddy, get ready, rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the, when Johnny strikes up the, when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny is my main man. He's the keeper of the keys. Put your minds at ease. He's guaranteed to please. Backed by popular demand. Hey! Come on, my little friend. Jubilation in the land. Freddy, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the, when Johnny strikes up the, when Johnny strikes up the band.
Set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Remember the dream there.
That set started off with Queen doing Fat Bottom Girls, recorded live at the Budokan in Tokyo, Japan, 1979. Then we listened to Government Mule doing Left Coast Groovies, which is a song that Warren Haynes originally wrote for Frank Zappa. And that was recorded at Mississippi Nights in St. Louis, Missouri, 1995. And then another Warren, we heard Warren Zevon, Johnny Strike Up the Band. That was from the Horizontal Boogie Bar in Rochester, New York, 1994. And finishing that set off was Yes from 1978 at the Wembley Arena in London. They did Long Distance Runaround. We got just enough time for about one more track here. Play this set out. And we're going to listen to Zephyr at this very moment. This is from 1971. Thanks for listening.